Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Motivate Me Book Club podcast. We are giving thanks. It is Thanksgiving here in the US, and it's a time for reflection and to really express gratitude. And I think although we do these things because events come up like New Year's and we all have resolutions and Thanksgiving is here, so we all express thanks. It's not a bad thing. It's a great reminder to keep doing it and that we just have a check-in once a year or a few times a year where we just really get reminded of the purpose behind all of it. So no, I don't think it's cheesy. I don't think it's a cop-out. I think it's a reminder to constantly express our gratitude. And for us here at the Motivate Me Book Club, we are extremely thankful for all the listeners and members and everyone who participates. We hope we've provided something of a value to you, to your goals and to your journey to success and to your happiness. We are providing these books, overviews, challenge days, resources, tips, anything that could possibly help with all of that. Now, this is one of the last episodes. We have only a couple more. We're going to do the challenge day for Atomic Habits next week. And then in a few weeks' time, a special episode for the Essentialism Challenge Day. But here, we really wanted to just kind of land on a great note of gratitude and to really reflect on how things have been going over this year. This year, we have been here for the motivation. We have been here for inspiration, and we are driven in our pursuits to do this collectively. We are happy to have read so many books that have instilled in great ways of thinking about our habits, to bring awareness to our daily do's and what maybe we shouldn't be doing, how to change them, and also then how to move forward. It's really opened my eyes up into how I look at things, how I can step away from things, and what I really need to dedicate and discipline my own life with in order to move to where I want to go, because it is all up to us. My mother-in-law, Luke's mom, is a wonderful lady, and she has an app that I had heard about. I had seen it used to be like an email list that you could be on, and it is based on the book, of course. It's The Secret Daily Teachings. So it's all about these daily secrets that offer some wisdom. And she'll often send me ones that she thinks will be helpful or refer to something that we've been reading. And they're wonderful. I love them. So I decided to check out their Instagram today. And it is completely appropriate for this Give Thanks episode. Every night before you go to sleep, give sincere thanks for the day. Then intend your next day to be joyous, effortless, and wonderful. On waking in the morning, confirm your intention that your day will be magnificent. As you are creating every one of your days, if you don't intend your day in advance, then you are handing it over to the whims and energies of the mass consciousness. Don't put your day in the hands of others. Create your own magnificent day. And it all starts by giving thanks to having that opportunity. But then the other side of it is the intention. Be intent with what it is that you are going to do, and then take the action to do so. I felt at first that these daily quotes couldn't really be more than a little pat on our backs for trying to be popular in the pop culture of sending out words of wisdom. You know, we all have such important things to say. So we tweet and Facebook and Instagram and, you know, have these quotes on there. But how often are we actually living up to those words of wisdom ourselves? And so I used to be a little bit more cynical about these kinds of things, about having these daily teachings or words of wisdom or quotes from inspirational places. But as I've kind of come to reflect on it and look at being grateful, I realized that this isn't so much as an action plan, because just like all these books, not everything works for everybody, but it could speak to one person and be just what one person needs to hear. And then this just simple act of putting out this positive energy is enough to start your day on the right foot. If you read an inspirational quote first thing, then it might be the inspiration that you need to have a good day. Or like this quote from the Secret Daily Teachings offers, if you start with your intention the day before in advance, then you are not letting it be out of your control, that you will be able to create your own magnificent day. So I am going to be retracting my previous thoughts and position on this. I used to believe that it was kind of silly for people to say all these daily things, but I think the fact that it's out there, that someone's trying and starting off on the right foot, that's admirable and that's a really good thing. So it's not so much about the exact words, but what the words are intending for. So why is expressing gratitude such a good idea? Well, I also wanted to look into this. Like, we're in a culture now of inspirational quotes, and we all talk about being grateful, thankful, purposeful, having all of these kind of buzzwords, and mindful, and aware, building awareness, emotional awareness, emotional intelligence. What is this all for? Is there a basis for us? But it really does scientifically show that expressing gratitude can better your life. There are 4 scientifically proven benefits of expressing gratitude, all published in different journals and by different researchers. But overall, you can improve your physical health by being more grateful. If you're grateful for your life and the opportunities within it, then you will want to protect it. And therefore, it is shown that the most grateful people are the ones that are more likely to exercise, eat well, and take care of themselves physically because they know that life has a lot to offer them. It also improves your mental health. Robert Emmons, who is a renowned researcher about the psychology of gratitude, has shown that there is a proven link between the increased amount of happiness and the reduced amount of depression when you express more gratitude within your life. That takes away a lot of anxiety and stress and frustration if you express more gratitude on a regular basis. Grateful people sleep better. Now, that's no surprise. I think people in general who practice better habits like eating healthy and taking care of themselves, and if you are in a better mental state, then you would have better sleep. The problem is if you go to bed worried, then your mind is racing and you might not hit those deep REM sleep cycles that your body desperately needs in order to heal and energize. So in order to be more in a sound sleeping way, you can express more gratitude to achieve that if you haven't been doing so already. And gratitude improves your self-esteem. Now, this is a really good one, and it showed a lot in research with athletes that those that expressed gratitude and thanks before and after their games and races or challenges, that they were a lot better at performing for themselves when they weren't comparing themselves to others. Being grateful for what you have and your abilities and opportunities removes that comparison factor that limits us and stresses us and creates a lot of anxiety. So those are 4 simple reasons to be more grateful or to just express it. Now, how can you do this? How can you cultivate gratitude in your life? If you're not sure, there are some simple suggestions, and I realize that I've been doing a few of them on myself. So back when I had a little bit more of that cynical perspective on daily gratitude, I decided I would practice it on a weekly basis. So every week when I started off my journal, I would write down what my weekly gratitude was for. But then as I became a little bit more aware of how I needed to refer back to it, I would write it down on the daily. So every time I went to my journal, then I would rewrite that gratitude. But some days it would change. Some days I felt like I had a different gratitude to express, and so I would write that down. But journaling is a great way to put your pen to paper, or even if you do it on an app of some sort, when you physically express it through words, that evokes that gratitude, that thankful feeling and emotion within you, and puts it into a visible place, like actually physically out there. Another way to do it is to get an app, just like Luke's mom with the Secret Daily Teachings. There's also inspirational quote apps that you can have on your phone that provide you with little words of wisdom, or simply find some people on Instagram or Twitter that tweet or message out these inspirational quotes on a daily basis. Because then when you're scrolling through your feed, when you're bored, maybe that's what you do when you're on a slump, when you're kind of not sure what you're supposed to be doing and you're getting distracted, or you're procrastinating because you don't like what's going on. What do we tend to do? We tend to go on social media and waste time. I'm guilty of that. I know that there's times where I'm just like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? And I try to go and I think, oh, it's something on Facebook. And you just kind of get lost within it. But maybe you'll see a quote, maybe you'll read something that just kicks your butt and says, okay, yeah, I need to do something else. I need to get off of this. And that is where you get that little push. And then one of my personal favorites, and I've been doing this a lot lately, not because I haven't felt great, but I've really been kind of grounding myself in my presence, in where I am and where I've come from to be here. And my favorite thing to do is go through my photos. I like to take photos, and I've had to get more and more cloud space to save them because my phone can't hold them all. But it's an amazing experience to go back to something maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or even just like a couple months ago. You know, we got engaged back in April, and sometimes going just back to those moments are so exciting, and to look at them, you know, I get to relive these incredible moments that I'm so lucky to have had. And I grew up in such a beautiful place that I no longer live in, but I am so thankful for all the opportunities I had to be around Vancouver, British Columbia, and more specifically White Rock, British Columbia. And looking at photos of these places, you know, there's a sense of nostalgia. Even, you know, I miss it, but it's not like that makes me feel bad. It makes me feel great because, again, I get to cherish and keep these moments with me and express the bigger picture. Because that's what they ultimately suggest, that if you realize what you're thankful for, it's not about an instant in a moment, but it's about the bigger picture of expression, of what it contributes to, of your journey through life, of your purpose here, of what you are meant to do. And finally, a nice little way to express gratitude outwardly so that it's not just within you, like in your mind or from your own perspective, is to send a message. Send a thank you to someone you know, you work with, you had a great conversation with. Saying thank you, or just saying, thinking about you, just sending a nice little note to somebody when you're kind of like in that moment, it's another great way to express it formally. So I try to do that. I write that down, that I need to send messages out to some of my friends that I haven't heard from or talked to in a while, because it's on me too. I need to take that step and express my thanks that I have this person in my life, that I have the ability to reach out to them and send a note to them. Like, I'm lucky to have friends all over the world, and with all the time zones, it's hard. It's really hard to keep in touch. But every so often, you can just send out that little note, let them know that you're thinking about them, and say, thank you. I'm really happy that you're in my life. It goes a long way. Well, here's another quote. And this one is from Oprah's Life class in 2011. And she says that focusing on one thing you are grateful for increases the energy of gratitude and rises the joy inside yourself. So more than anything, you will be happier the more gratitude you express. So on this Thanksgiving week here in the US, and if it's not Thanksgiving for you, just use it as an excuse. Let's all express a little more gratitude so that it carries on through the rest of the year, through next year, until next time when we get that reminder that we should express it more often. Well, thank you again for listening to this week's episode. Let's give thanks and be happy. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk next week with Challenge Day of Atomic Habits by James Clear.
This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.